Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on here in Cleveland. And I want to kind of dive into the Olympics just a little bit, too, which is coming up July 23rd in Tokyo. So a year removed from where we were supposed to be, and we want to bring in a super friend of the show who's got a lot invested in the Olympics, at least he's got some emotion invested in the Olympics, especially this year. We hope. Keep our fingers crossed. He is Jay Crawford from Channel 3, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Andy, good to talk to you. How are you?
Always good to talk to you. So, you know, we've been talking a little bit over the last couple of weeks. First of all, and I don't know if everyone's on board with the story, and I'm sure a lot of people know, but your son Corey is a long jumper, and Olympic trials are coming up, what, end of June out in Eugene?
Correct.
Does that sound right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So where's Corey right now, and what's his situation? And, man, that kid, all he needs is a cape because he can fly. Holy moly.
He's in really good shape, you know, knock on wood. These things, it's almost like, Andy, I always try to give people an analogy. It's like if you got the five best field goal kickers together on any given day, and you put them out there to see which of the five can hit the longest field goal. Well, as you know, some days you have it, some days you don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you held that competition five different days with the top five field goal kickers in the NFL, you might get three winners, three different winners. You might get five different winners. And that's the way the Olympic trials goes. It's, you know, right now, Corey is in great position. He won a premier meet two weekends ago at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California. But, you know, he's got to do it again at the Olympic trials at the University of Oregon in June. And if he can jump the way he jumped two Saturdays ago and the competition jumps the way they did, then he'll go to the Olympics. But you got, that's a big if.
I mean, Jay, you've been talking about this for 5 years now, right? I mean, his first shot was probably, what, 2016 to go? And
it
now
was.
You're,
so, you know, just to give you a little glimpse into my son and his psyche, and the tortured Cleveland sports fan that he is, he was at Rutgers in 2016, and he knew that the Olympic trials were on the horizon in June of 2016. But when you're in college, you really don't think about the Olympics because there are so many professionals that train their entire year to peak at the trials. So you just kind of look at the trials as icing on the cake. I go out there, do what I can, but you really peak for the NCAA championships, which was 3 weeks before. And a week before that was the NCAA regionals, and the week before that was the Big Ten. So you're really building your calendar to stay in a peak cycle for 3 weeks. That's really difficult to do. To extend that to 5 weeks, it's almost impossible. But after Corey won the Big Ten championship and the NCAA East Regional, he went to Oregon for the NCAA championships, and I think he finished third. Then he flew back to Rutgers. Then a few days later, I called him and said, if you want, I know you're getting ready for the trials. If you want, I'm in Cleveland for games 6 and 7. And if they win game 6, I'd love to watch game 7 with you if you think you can swing it. He didn't hesitate. He said, send me the ticket. I'll be there the morning of game 7. So after already flying New York to Florida, or no, New York to Nebraska for the Big Tens and back to New York, 4 days later, New York to Florida and back for the NCAA East Regionals, 3 days later, New York, Oregon, back for the NCAA Championships. He was looking at that 10-day stretch between the NCAA Championships and the Olympic Trials as an opportunity to catch up on his jet lag and rest. Right. But when Game 7 came up, he said, I'll be on a plane, I'll do it. So then he flew New York to Cleveland. We watched the Indians win a walk-off game, I believe against the White Sox. And I think that was in the middle of one of their ridiculous winning streaks. Yep. Then we watched Game 7 at then Quicken Loans and kind of in between on the patio there between Progressive and Quicken Loans. Celebrated without alcohol. Obviously, he was training until 2:30 in the morning. He caught a flight the next day at 6. A few days later, he flew to California for the Olympic trials and ended up finishing 6th and missed the Olympics. They take the top 3.
Sure.
But he had no regrets. He never looked back. He said, I've been gearing for 2020 all along. So he didn't regret spending Game 7 with me and experiencing a once-in-a-lifetime Cleveland championship, apparently once-in-a-lifetime. So that was great. And then he's been building, obviously, his training at the Olympic Training Center for the last 4 years for 2020, and then COVID hit. And his initial response was, I just can't do this for another 4 years. I don't have that in me. You know, he's in his late 20s. That's the age of the average gold medal winner at the Olympics. He's not going to win one in his early 30s. It's just against all odds. So he hung it up and decided to begin his career in track and field coaching. And then about 3 or 4 months later came word that they were going to try this in 2021. And I think he was hopeful that that was going to happen, but he wasn't broadcasting it to family or friends. He was quietly working out as he always had. And once they made the announcement that 2021 was going to happen, he went all in again on his training. And that's where he's been, really, for the last 8 months. And now it's all gearing up towards June, and we'll see what happens. You know, the premier meet, the weekend of the premier meet, he jumped further than all three of our Olympians in 2016, including Marquise Goodwin, who's the wide receiver for, I believe he's with the 49ers now, drafted by the Bills out of Texas probably about 5 or 6 years ago. Tremendous athlete. He's already gone to one Olympics. He may have gone to the 2012 games, too. He's just been a freak since he was in high school. Hmm. So, you know, if Corey can duplicate that performance at the trials, then he'll get a once-in-a-lifetime experience to go to the Olympic Games, which would be unbelievable.
And if he does, will you go? Will you and Tracy go, if you can?
Well, as you know, they have a spectator ban for anyone not from Japan. So my avenue in would be obviously through NBC and as a media member, because NBC obviously is the home to the Olympics. So I may be able to go under that, but Tracy would not be allowed to go. And, you know, we've done this journey together. We followed him every meet he had in college across the country. We were there. We've traveled, you know, tens of thousands of miles to watch him jump. The Olympics is the pinnacle, obviously. But, you know, I'm not sure I would even want to go under those circumstances without Trace. Not even sure what access that would give me, if that would get me inside the arena. I'm guessing it would.
Right.
So I don't know. I try not to plan too far in advance, Andy, because I'm a little superstitious and I don't want to change anything.
So, you and Tito, you're the same person.
Hopefully that becomes an issue for us.
I hope so. She could be a great producer for you if you need to. I'm just saying.
She's been doing that for 33 years.
That's true.
You know, Jay, it's so difficult. Yeah, I mean, think about the pinnacle and the way upper echelon of folks who are able to make an Olympic team, and mix in the time situation in a normal situation. As you said, your son gearing up, you know, for 2020. And I remember talking to you last year about it. and thinking, wow, this just does, it's not going to fit. It's not going to work. What's it take to stick it out, to keep going? Because, you know, that, I mean, you're kind of putting everything else in life on hold, are you not?
No, that's a very good point, Jeff. And that's exactly what these, and by no means do I want anybody to have a pity party for Corey. He's lived a blessed life. He's just, with every gift he was given athletically, he was also given the gift of work ethic, drive, determination, competitive spirit. And so to answer your question, what it takes is something that most of us mere mortals really can't comprehend. I've watched him sacrifice. He loves to ski. He loves to play baseball. He was able to join me for a couple of games that was far enough removed from his season that he didn't think it would hurt him. So I was able to play a couple of baseball games with him as a teammate, which was an absolute joy. He loves to ski, and he's a bit of a reckless skier. And he hasn't been skiing since he's been on scholarship at Rutgers, and that goes back to 2012, you know, his freshman year, I think. So you give up all of these other things that you love because you know there's an inherent risk of it ending your ultimate dream. And as I've told him, you have a lifetime to ski. You have a lifetime to play baseball. You have a lifetime to do all the things that you've set aside. Don't have to live with the question, did I get enough? Did I get the most out of my gifts? Did I carry them to the absolute furthest range that I could? And I think that's the mission he's on. And when he saw the window to the Olympics reopen, he didn't hesitate, and he dove back in. And I'd be lying if there weren't times where I secretly thought, God, I wish he'd cash it in, because you talk about no guarantees. I mean, imagine that scenario of the field goal kicking expertise. Well, who's right. The best kicker in the NFL? Well, yeah, that depends. And it probably varies day to day. And it's the same thing with the long jump and any Olympic event. These track and field athletes understand that the U.S. trials is by far the most competitive and pressure-packed meet they'll ever compete in, even more so than the Olympics, because it's the honor to make the Olympic team. But oftentimes, for instance, in 2016, Corey's jump would have qualified for every country in the world's Olympic team except ours.
Wow.
And that's stunning when you think about it. You know, China, Russia, Germany, these countries have one, maybe two world-class long jumpers, but very few countries have three. Right now, we probably have 8 to 10 jumpers that, depending on any given day, could finish in the top three. Imagine you and your buddies go out to a long drive competition, and you're usually neck and neck. Well, hell, you may win one day and your buddy may win the next. You just don't know how it's going to shake out on that given day. What it really is, guys, it's a test of how these athletes handle the pressure of the moment. And that's what it should be. Many of them have the ability. We want the select few that can manage the pressure and marry it with their ability, so we truly do have our country's best that represent us in Japan. And I'm very patriotic. So for me, I think one of the greatest achievements any athlete can attain is to have the honor to represent one's country in the Olympics. And whether or not that dream comes to fruition for Corey, I think he's at peace with what he's gotten out of his career. He was a 4-time first team All-American. He was the Big Ten Medal of Honor winner, which has been won by just an incredible list of tremendous, not just athletes, but everything goes into that award: athletic achievement, academic, your commitment to civic organizations and volunteering. And it's a pretty big deal. So he can walk away with his head high, knowing that he's achieved more than 99.99% of track and field athletes. And the hope is that he can put a cherry on top with an Olympic berth. But either way, I'm so proud of him for keeping his eyes on that vision. And what I've told him is this is a test for life. This is a precursor to how you will handle adversity in life. That's why, Andy, I know you and I have had this talk. Jeff, I'm sure you believe the same way. I'm just such a huge believer in youth athletics. Whether it's at the highest competitive level or not, that doesn't matter. If it's rec league, that's fine. And the reason is it teaches all of us lessons. Games aren't always fair. The best team doesn't always win. Sometimes things happen to you during the course of a game, and it leads to my favorite saying, it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you respond to it. And I have such a firm belief that whatever life throws at Corey Crawford's direction, he's going to be able to handle it because he's been in this pressure cooker of athletics his entire life, and he knows that things are going to happen to him that aren't fair, that maybe he doesn't deserve. But that's okay. That's part of it. You don't cry in that soup. You move on and you make the most of whatever life throws at you. So I think it's prepared him well for life. And I think, again, you don't have to be an elite athlete to experience the highs and lows of competition and to understand that competition can bring out the best in you and never let it bring out the worst in you. And that's why I so believe that young kids that play athletics for an extended period of time are just better equipped, in my view, to handle the curveballs of life.
Whew, Jay, good stuff, man. I have 30 seconds left. I just want to ask you one other question too. How did we do as a city as far as hosting the NFL draft?
A+ as a host city. I can't tell you how many of my former ESPN colleagues were completely blown away at the city, the city's response to, a bad situation. We were thrown a terrible curveball. We hit it out of the park. We stood in the box, and we hit it out of the park. And also, I think the Browns also get an A+ for their job with selecting players. We went in with a defined list of needs. We scratched all of those itches. It's not like you're going grocery shopping and you're starved. We went to the market, and we just had a few things that we needed, and we knew what they were, and we got in, and we got out, and we're better for it.
Outstanding, Jay. Thank you. Of course, you know we're watching you on Channel 3, and we love when you're on the show with us all the time, too. Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Jeff, Andy, take care. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon. Jay Crawford from Channel 3 on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.